death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, available online at Amazon.com and more.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number three. Max Kaiser's with us for another 20 minutes. Then, the incredible audio and video of an AARP ad with subliminal martial law announcements. Will you guys pull a couple of the other latest subliminal stuff we've covered the last few months? I was usually attacking InfoWars. I mean, it's getting crazy. So that's coming up. Let's go to calls for Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. Scott in Washington, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thanks for putting me on first, Alex. I'm going to say hi to Max Kaiser because I really appreciate his grasp on the economy. But my question for Max is stepping outside of the systems of monetary policy all over the globe. We have monetary policy in governments that are oppressing us. They're enslaving us because they have the control of issuance of credit and currency that you still play with as a capitalist. Now, first I have to say, being capitalist using currency issued at interest is one of the worst representations of a capitalist, in my opinion. I have a question of how do you suggest we step outside of these systems that divide us using currency?
I know what he's going to say. He's going to say use cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, but I think it goes further. Having a garden, going and buying stuff from Amish, buying from local shops, voting with your dollars is a way to actually use their fraudulent currency. And I think being in their system but acting wisely within it is the surest way to change it. But also working outside of it at the same time. I think it's a multifaceted attack profile. Max Kaiser, what do you say?
Well, I like the idea of using the tools of the enemy against them. And so two things.
You said go after Coca-Cola like 5 years ago. They're in trouble. We've now got McDonald's in trouble. Sorry, we'll talk about that in the next segment.
Yeah, well, that idea of boycotting companies while selling the stock short, which at the time I called Karma Bank, I'm relaunching that hopefully with Russell Brand here in the United Kingdom. It's going to be called the True Boycott Hedge Fund. And we're starting to put that back in place now. So if you boycott a company and the stock goes down, the hedge fund makes money by making negative bets against that stock. And then we'll do things like use the profits to retire student debt or fund, you know, the victims of Coca-Cola or the victims of McDonald's, et cetera. The second way I'm doing it, and I sent Nico the link, is I'm also starting another hedge fund. Again, the idea is to use the tools against the guys who are doing the most damage. And this is called Bitcoin Capital. It's another fund. It's at bitcoincapital.io is the address for it. And I'm raising $1 million for this new fund. And it's going to be used to invest in cryptocurrency and cryptocurrency mining. So people.
Well, listen, we've had Russell Brand on many times. I know he's a friend of yours. He's a listener of ours. We've met with him here in Austin, and I want to get you both on when you launch that to help promote it because I want to get fully behind that. Man, I tell you, isn't Russell Brand an imposing person in person?
He's a superstar, and you know he's got the goods to really lead a political movement in the United Kingdom and around the world. He just did a fantastic. He's talking about independent media. His Truths is now bigger than the Sun newspaper here in the UK. He just had Ed Miliband, who's could quite possibly be the country's prime minister next week. He just interviewed him on his independent podcast, The Truths, today. So he's emerging as an enormously influential political figure in the United Kingdom. He's got followers all over the world, and we're fortunate to be able to do some things with him. We're crowdfunding his Truths cafes. We're doing that all around London. We've crowdfunded some scratch cards. We give away crypto to people for free. The Startcoin, which I created last year, We have a deal with Russell where we just give them away free.
It's very exciting. I tell you, in person, I've been around a lot of famous people. He's got a very strong presence. He's a good guy, and he's a listener. He says we help wake him up, so I'm proud to see his transformation. And I like the fact that he said Katy Perry was a listener. I know her dad's been on.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Shortly before his death, Martin Luther King had this to say, and it's the reason they killed him. He wanted peace, and the power structure wanted violence to discredit. Here it is.
I feel that killing is a very tragic way to deal with any social problem. There is no violent solution to the problem that the Negro confronts in this country. And this is why I have constantly said that riots are socially destructive and self-defeating. After all, the Negro ends up on the losing end. We can't win a violent revolution. Most of the persons killed in riots are Negroes themselves. The persons who end up not being able to get milk for their children are Negroes because things where they have to live are destroyed. So there's no practical or moral answer in the realm of violence to the Negro's problem.
That's Martin Luther King, and now we again have the big push for more violence in the Justice Department to save us. We're going to have some breaking news on that coming up in the next segment. But right now we're taking calls from Max Kaiser. I have some Twitter questions here that we're going to get to in a moment as well, but let's move quickly through the calls. Let's talk to John in New Jersey. Thanks for holding, John. You're on the air.
Hi, Max. I'm wondering, I have most of my money in an IRA, but I'd like to probably get it out. I don't know where to send my money. I'm so scared about the United States and putting it in one of these funds and gold like Peter Schiff suggests, or I don't know where to even diversify. You can't get things to Russia if you wanted to put it into rubles. What do you do, send it to Singapore or Liechtenstein? I don't know. Where do you think the best avenues of diversifying if there is a real collapse?
Well, sometimes I defer to people who I think are really quite competent answering some of these questions. I'll give you two answers. The first one is that if you look up a guy named Doug Casey, I think he's been on your show, Alex, a couple of times.
Sure, Doug Casey. I want to get him back on.
Yeah, the internationalist or the internationalist living. And he's fantastic at really diving into how to diversify and how to invest and how to escape, you know, being caught up in one location and not able to get any freedom at all. The second thing I'll point out, I just heard this, it's kind of an interesting story, is that, you know, the dollar right now is going up because the derivative markets and everything's priced in derivatives. As the derivative markets are being shut down because of this global deflation problem, there's actually a rush to buy U.S. dollars because they're priced in dollars and the big institutional players need to buy dollars. At some point when that ends, then the dollar collapses. And the way to play this on both sides is the Hong Kong dollar, because the Hong Kong dollar is actually pegged to the U.S. dollar. So you get the ride on the way up, and then when the dollar peaks out and starts to crash, and China unpegs the Hong Kong dollar from the U.S. dollar.
I was about to say, it's a dangerous game if you're not an expert. But yeah, you can ride the expanding stock markets. You can ride the other currencies if you're an expert in doing it every day. I understand this stuff, but I don't even try to do it because it's so dangerous.
It's a fantastic resource for this. And he really gets into the nuts and bolts of it. And that's who, you know, my go-to guy. And
who is again?
Doug Casey, C-A-S-E-Y.
Sure. I knew you said Doug Casey. I was just talking over. I thought you might have said somebody else. Who else do you like to listen to?
Well, as for the individual who is looking for solutions, I think Doug is a great guy. But broadly speaking, I listen to the same guys that you listen to, Mark Faber, Peter Schiff. You know, these guys are clued in. And at the moment, we're all kind of on the receiving end of this enormous market failure, driven by the central banks themselves, just buying all the bonds that they themselves are issuing. And that is a definition of a Ponzi scheme. And exactly when that breaks, nobody knows for sure, but it's not a healthy situation. So being prepared ahead of time, though, makes sense.
Well, it certainly does. And there's different strategies. You can be a prepper, have a low-level job, small place out in the country, develop your own economy, meet a lot of people you know, work in a machine shop, work with the Amish, just become self-sufficient. That's one survival model. Then there's learn how everything works, manipulate the globalist own system, because an internationalist is not a globalist. An internationalist knows how to go from country to country and use the diversity for security and profit. The globalists want to end any real diversity, end country firewalls, and create a systematic corporate global fascist governance worldwide. Max, you think that's a accurate definition?
Yeah, that's a good point. The internationalist, as Doug Casey describes it, he would have a company registered in one country, a passport in a second country, and live in a third country. And this way, you've got some protection against the globalists, you know, the people who want to introduce one world government and shut down territories one by one. You want to be able to try to stay one step ahead of that. And the way that he describes it, and he's been around for many years. I actually used to read his research 25 years ago. The guy's a long, long time. He's like Bill Chapman almost. He's like been around for 40 years. He's a veteran. And a lot of people don't follow him because he's just been like part of the landscape. But for the people in the know, I think his insights are extremely valuable.
Absolutely. I don't have guests on this show unless they've been accurate like 90% of the time. And you turn into MSNBC or CNBC, it's like 90% inaccurate. It's not that they're even stupid. They have a script to feed their victims. And I will not be part of victimizing my audience, and you won't either. I think that's what it comes down to. It's not like we're angels or something. But, man, I'm not knocking old ladies in the head, Max. And I'm telling you, that's what CNN and others are doing.
Yeah, well, a quick correction. I said Bill. I meant Bob. Bob Chapman, of course.
Yeah.
Just to honor the memory of Bob. Who
sure,
was
the international forecaster.
Yeah, great, great, great guest on your show. But, you know, it's, I agree with you. But I think that, well, as we were talking earlier, how the U.S. government, through things like the Voice of America and the Broadcasting Board of Governors, is panicking into kind of revealing the fact that they have nothing to offer through their media outlets other than to try to discredit legitimate news organizations.
And their numbers are going down to almost nothing. We're almost reaching a singularity. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to come after us, and then that will only make us heroes. It's just amazing. But it's going to be one hell of a fight, folks. I mean, they're not down, believe me. Let's talk to Adam in California. You're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Hello, Alex and Max.
Welcome.
It's Adam from San Diego.
Welcome Alex, to WOMP. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Adam from No More News. I did the subliminal piece from Comedy Central.
That's right. You found them subliminally attacking InfoWars. There's a lot of examples of that.
Yeah, they're over the top. Tons of examples. And it's so important you guys are talking about the conspiracy theory term because it's the most powerful tool the establishment uses to keep the masses in a trance. There's no question Liz Wall was talking about you in that press conference. And there's a whole campaign out to get you. I posted the documentary I created on InfoWars on Friday, and they played it 10 minutes on the radio, and it's Alex Jones versus the mainstream media. I was wondering, you're out all week. Did you see it?
I did watch it. Yes, I did watch it. Awesome. I downloaded it and watched it on a plane ride. So good job. Thank you for defending
that
me, because
awesome.
Because if I don't get defended, the rest of the media, the new media, won't get defended. If they can take me down, they can take everybody down. And who they talk about is Drudge and Alex Jones. And if they can knock those two things down, then they can get the Max Kaisers and everybody else. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. It doesn't mean Drudge is perfect. It just means if they can take me down, they can take everybody down. And Max Kaiser, I know you're getting attacked as well. They are really coming after me. What do you think that signifies?
Oh, I think this is my own strategy, is that I'm not going to get worried until they come after you, Alex. As long as you're still alive, I know I'm safe. So you keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, that old joke about how do you run away from a bear? You don't have to run away from the bear. Just run away from the guy who's you're with. Just as long as you're faster than that guy, you'll be safe.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. If they kill me or set me up, I knew what I was doing. I still win. I mean, let's be clear. Obi-Wan Kenobi knew he was walking up against Darth Vader.
I'll be very kind at your memorial service. No doubt. And then
sounds like a long vacation.
Nico,
oh, man.
Over. Nico, and we're going. I'll probably show up in Austin the next day, you know, carpet bagging. Be like, oh, Alex Jones, he was a great guy. Stay right next door. We got another show coming up. You know, we're just going to swoop right in.
I hope people swoop right in and they get me. But the point is they are coming after us, which shows what we're talking about really scares them. And so I see this as the proof of success. Adam, real quick, what's your question for Max?
My question for Max is, the financial system is a scam. We print money from nothing. Can the money masters just keep printing money forever until we have just like, you know, quadruple?
That's right. How long does this delusional economy go? It's never gone this long. Not in Zimbabwe, not in Weimar, Germany. How long can Alice in Wonderland Tea Party continue?
Until Russia and China say that's enough is enough, and they introduce a gold-backed currency.
All right. Thank you, Adam. Let's jam in one more or two more. John in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Welcome, my friend.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today? This is Smitty. I was just listening to the psychotic conservative circle jerk you're having on there today. You guys really...
Hold on, Smitty.
Hey, what's going on?
We're skipping this network break. Just to spend a few more minutes with Max Kaiser. He's got to go to another interview here in just a few minutes. But
how come nobody's asked you about your claim of being the white Bruce Lee? I thought that would be more, you know, questionable.
I didn't mean it as an insult. I meant I was good looking like Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I know. That's me too.
You kind of look like Bruce Lee, actually.
Yeah, you know, the Bruce Lee is the man, you know, but...
Bruce Lee meets Kermit the Frog. That equals Max Kaiser.
You're saying you were at one time the white Bruce Lee. I'm thinking, damn, that's
hey, Chuck Norris is a daily listener, and he says he could clean the floor with Bruce Lee. And he fought him in... What was the movie where he fights him to the death?
Was it Enter the Dragon?
Into the Dragon, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, nobody beats Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is he's the man. But anyway, when are you coming on my show, Big Daddy?
You talking about Big Chuck Norris?
No, you the white
devil. I will come on.
The white
devil will come on whenever you want.
Coming on my show, the Mayor McCheese of Austin, Texas.
Anytime you want me, Cupcake. No, but seriously, Schmitty just hung up. Oh, no, he's still on. He lied and said his name is John. Okay. No, Schmitty claims he's a liberal. I don't think what modern liberals are even liberals, but Max Kaiser is definitely not a conservative. He's like an internationalist libertarian. Probably you call him liberal, Schmitty. Why are you, John, calling himself John? Why on earth are you lying to the white Bruce Lee right now?
Well, sir, actually, I don't know if your guest knows this, but if he's taken any looks at those pictures that you put out of you lifting weights and posing, you are just fabulous looking, Bruce. If Bruce Lee doesn't do you justice, you're like a Bruce Lee / Arnold Schwarzenegger. But now you kind of look like, I don't know. Well, you posted some more pictures with you of your shirt off. And even though you're not quite Jabba the Hutt, you're still a pretty fat turd, my friend. You have a long way to go before you could call yourself.
No, I mean, I got a little bit of belly fat when I'm, you know, got my clothes off, and I've lost a ton of weight. I have a big head. Maybe you're talking about that. But let's not get off into a discussion about Alex Jones. I'm just trying to get in that shape. I'm not trying to be a beauty queen here. And I was just talking about what supplementation has done for me. So do you want to do ad hominem attacks? Do you have a question for Max Kaiser?
I have a question for Max Kaiser. I guess I'll just make one up. I really called in to just make fun of you, Alex Jones, and all of your wingnut psycho listeners. But I'm wondering why Max Kaiser is directing people to buy silver and gold and things like that when nobody can even spend it, no matter what happens. How are you going to spend a bunch of pieces of silver if there's an economic collapse?
It shows how ignorant this guy is, Max. Yeah, Max, why has J.P. Morgan been buying it at record levels and just bought 50 million ounces of physical? Why are the Chinese and Russians and the University of Texas and the U.S. government buying it as fast as they can? Why are Indians buying it? Why are Chinese commoners buying it? Why? These are horrible people. As the globe accelerates a currency devaluation race, I mean, that'd be like saying Zimbabweans should have bought gold or silver 20 years ago. Of course, they'd be
saying... The question is, I hear the question many times. In other words, it's also this question, you can't eat gold. You know, you can't, what value is it if there's a collapse? What value does the gold and silver
have? It's true, you can only wipe your butt with paper.
Yeah, this is a question that comes up over and over again. And the answer is a couple of answers. First of all, as something, no one is ever going to not take your gold in an emergency. If there is an emergency, there certainly looks like financial systems are under a great deal of stress again, and banks are shut down as they have been, like Cyprus, they had their wealth confiscated. The Greek banks are under almost completely bankrupt. In France, you can't take out more than 1,000 euros on any one trip or one week. They're clamping down, they're introducing capital controls. So if you have, therefore, gold and you, let's say, need to make a purchase over 1,000 euros, or you need to get out of the country, or you need medical help, or you need an emergency help, nobody is not going to take your gold. Gold has always been accepted as a medium of exchange.
You can always cash it in when they've devalued the currency for even more of the currency, so that you can then use that. It's liquid. It's portable. Let me ask Schmitty something. Schmitty, why are you people so against any other form of asset than the fiat currency? I mean, is it true that you're a turd burglar?
Well, I do have a golden pleasure wand.
Because Schmitty is actually, Schmitty's not your name. Is your real name really Lemmy Winks?
This guy, his mind is in the toilet. Alex, are you sure that you're not homosexual, my friend?
Because
have this front of having this family and whatever, and Michelle Obama is the first tranny in the White House. You're not married to a tranny, are you? Like Barack?
All right, Smitty. Okay, this is disintegrated. Smitty, I'm gonna put Smitty on hold. Max, I apologize for that type of caller, my friend. Let me give you the 2 minutes here, closing comment. Talk about some serious issues.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the fact that HSBC, biggest bank in Europe, is being chased out of Britain, and because they've been committing too many crimes. You know, they were in LIBOR rigging. They introduced 100,000 fake Swiss accounts. They violated U.S. sanctions with Iran. They were sent a cease and desist letter by the U.S. government to stop funding Al-Qaeda, and they did not fulfill that request. And they've been involved in the Sinaloa drug cartel with 60,000 dead, laundering money for them, many of them by beheadings. Now they're leaving the U.K., and they're seeking to move the headquarters somewhere else. That's the kind of work we're doing as journalists. We forcing them out of the U.K. Wonga, the predatory payday lender, they had huge losses because of our show, Kaiser Report, exposing them in the U.K. for being charging people 5,000% interest rates. And now they're looking to change their name to try to escape their legacy of being a predatory monopolist and lender and scoundrel.
So McDonald's is starting to go bankrupt. Coca-Cola's in trouble. I mean, all these, and again, these are the folks that are funding anti-gun initiatives, open borders. I mean, the globalists are pretty easy to beat, Max, if we just decide we can beat them.
That's exactly right. And, you know, your show, anyone tells me that, oh, Alex Jones's stuff is far out, I say, give it 18 months. Most 80% of everything you think sounds crazy, in 18 months, it becomes part of the public record.
What about the other 20, though, Max?
The other percentage is like, falls into the category of the white Bruce Lee claim, which I'm still having trouble wrapping my mind around.
Well, it's called a joke.
I get it.
I mean, we got to have a little fun here. I mean,
it's very poetic.
But when I joke around, it's a joke. It's pretty obvious.
Now, when I was at your facilities,
the truth is, I beat up Chuck Norris. Okay, it's true.
They run wild in the warehouse. And I was able to run away with several T-shirts that I wear with great pride around London. The Molon Labe, InfoWars. If you see somebody in London wearing these shirts, that's me. Because I think the InfoWars is the best. That and Democracy Now! Are the only two journalistic outlets in the U.S.
Well, what's amazing, Max, we appreciate that, MaxKaiser.com, is I did take the family sports fishing. And I haven't taken them on a vacation in like a year. Because we were rained out, had family stuff going on during the spring breaks, we didn't go. I went to Cancun and went to Isla Mujeres, and I literally had almost more fans in Mexico than I have in Austin, Texas. Hotel managers, bartenders, the lady cleaning the room, just everywhere were listeners. And it's so crazy how when I was in London, I got mobbed, just live feeds at Big Bend, people just walking by, Brits were listeners. And then, like you said, all these listeners in the Middle East. But it's not about me being big. It's showing that internationally humans want freedom, just like your show is popular worldwide. And that's got to really shake up the globalists because they're not Americans. They've hijacked this country, and they're scared that people that are real Americans or just real humans, like our listeners, are wise to them, Max.
Yeah, they're getting, the American Revolution, I think only one-third of the American population was actually for the revolution. One-third was against it, and one-third was completely ambivalent. You only need a third of the population to create a revolution.
That's extremely conservative. It was 3% started it, 5% won it, and then about 30% aided the other 5%. You're absolutely right. But 5%
You don't need the whole population or even a majority to get a revolution going. You just need a focused minority, and you have your revolution.
And that's why they're scared of us, because we are that cadre that can train the mass cadre and have the big win for a worldwide renaissance. MaxKaiser.com from the front lines of the renaissance, reporting from Albion. Thank you so much. People can find all your informative reports at MaxKaiser.com.
My pleasure, Alex. See you soon.
See you later. Thank you, Max. Boy, that was a good interview. A lot of stuff got covered. Okay, I said I'd give you the definition of thuggy. We'll cover thuggy when we come back, because they're now saying it's racist to call looters thugs. So I'll just attack it with knowledge, which is satanic in nature, of course. All knowledge is evil, according to the establishment. You need to learn one word, racism, or two words, homophobe. Then you just say that, you know, pay the rent. Racist, homophobe. I don't want to be killed. Racist, homophobe. I want to be free. Shut up, racist.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and tasting and plotting the course.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars Live. We're here weekdays.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. I like that horn.
No feet, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still thriving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade.
Coming up, I've got some really good news that I should have led the broadcast with today, but that's why the third hour is so important. We ended up getting to more of the news than other hours sometimes. This is out of the London Guardian, and it is a amazing backtrack, and it ties in to brave EPA and FDA scientists in 2001 and again in 2011 that took the time to get thousands of scientists in each body. In fact, in the FDA, they got something like 98% of the scientists and toxicologists to sign letters to the directors of their agencies calling for the immediate abolition of hydrofluorosilicic acid being added to the water. And finally, Congress acted quietly and said you need to reduce it from 1.2 parts to 0.7. This is a devastating victory. Just like Chipotle just announced they're not going to have any GMO. And Tyson Chicken, right after McDonald's announced it, just announced they're going to stop feeding antibiotics to chickens. Another devastating victory from CNN. They are now announcing that they're going to cut the fluoride in the water by half. That means that your IQs will only be reduced by about 5 to 6 points. And it means you will have a lower level of bone cancer, not the sevenfold increase, only 3% or so, or three-time increase. It's very loving. All the other things it's connected to. But the reason it's such a big victory is we can really, really go after the city councils now. I mean, folks, if their fluoride fraud falls, it all falls. You know, I try to not talk like Batman, the Christian Bale Batman. So I try, unlike other talk show hosts, to talk with a high-pitched voice compared to my real voice. But I have a worn-out voice. I never took speech lessons. I never, plus there's a lot of pollen in Austin right now. And last night, my son told me that I sounded like a cross between Oscar the Grouch and Batman. Because I was like, all right, I'm not going to cook you another snack. You've already eaten dinner. Just get a glass of milk if you want some fruit. It's 10:30. You're up out of bed. I want to go to sleep. Because last night I really had a hoarse from the hoarse voice from the pollen. But I sounded just like, it's ridiculous. And then I hear myself sometimes when I really start talking like I sound now. I got to go take speech lessons or something on how to keep my voice because I talk so much and I don't talk in a way that doesn't blow out my larynx, all my yelling and screaming over the years. And so my voice is becoming more toad-like by the minute. Pretty soon it'll just be like, ribbit, ribbit. That is another career, though, in this. I can go off and do voiceovers, I guess. Yes, I have done voiceovers. What a wondrous world we live in. There's just so many opportunities. Here's the headline. I'm going to cover it more in a moment after I finish up with the Baltimore news and take calls. U.S. lowers fluoride levels in drinking water for first time in over 50 years. London Guardian. Oh, another one of our conspiracy theories comes true. You know what else they did 4 years ago to be phased in over 4 years? Now we're here. They said, yes, stop using fluoride-based pesticides on plants because it bioaccumulates to wait for it, not hundreds of parts per million, but even higher. They spray it on the grapes and other, mainly fruits, but it's on some vegetables. And the buggies die because it's so good for them. That's why there's skull and crossbones on the containers. The original famous rat poisons were fluoride you would sprinkle out where the rats were walking or mice, and then they would lick their feet. And you know what would happen? Bye-bye, cupcake. Because it's so good for you. That's why the government puts it in the water. My dad's a dentist, and he was a smart guy, but he went off the propaganda of the big push of the American Dental Association and a big Canadian Dental Association head that got it fluoridated there in the 80s. That guy went public a few years ago and said he was all wrong. He goes, I thought it was calcium fluoride, which you do need a small amount of. He goes, I didn't know it was hydrofluorosilicic acid, and I didn't know it was shipped in from China and other areas, and it was full of hundreds of other chemicals and was given a waiver. Yes. We played newscasts here from like ABC News out of Oklahoma and places where they actually went and investigated it. And they tested one bag from China that was being put, I think it was the Tulsa water. Got to pull that up. And it had 250-something chemicals in it. Lead, mercury, arsenic. So stupid that we can't even get it out of our water. But here's the deal. As big a hoax as this stuff is, once one level of it begins to fall, it all falls. See, a giant fraud's hard to beat until you start to get holes in it. Then it collapses fast. That's why they got to get everything over on us. People thought she was nuts back in the 90s when Jocelyn Elders came out and said, you know, help children reach down and masturbate when they're 5 years old at school. Have masturbation time instead of nap time after lunch for 30 minutes. You know, and she said, we need to have the teachers reach down and help. I mean, you know, there's a creepy lady in an admiral outfit. That's weirder than L. Ron Hubbard, you know, telling them how to play with their tallywhackers. I mean, I'm sorry to talk like that, but this is what's going on with these fruits that run things. And now today, it's mainstream, and they're just in there doing whatever they want. See, they got us. They just pushed it and did it. Just like fluoride, all the scientists came out in the 40s and said, my God, don't put that in the water. It's deadly poison. They went, those are crazy people who think the Russians are implanting microchips or radio transmitters in their teeth. Didn't have microchips yet. And then they would have national shows, just propaganda and sitcoms and dramas and game shows where they'd go, Mrs. Johnson, you don't think there's a chip in your teeth, do you? Because they'd ask it, which of the contestants believes fluoride might be bad for you? It's part of a Soviet conspiracy. Of course, it wasn't a Soviet conspiracy. It was a globalist conspiracy. And they'd be like, well, I've done some research and believe it. Okay, you think there's, I've seen a clip of this. You think there's a radio transmitter, too, in there? And they have laugh signs come on, and the crowd goes, ah! I've actually had anti-gunners before follow me after a gun rally we were at, and they followed me into a restaurant and waited while I was eating, and then walked over and went, boo on Alex Jones, boo, and then pointed and laughed at me, looking around like I gave a rat's behind if people thought I was being ridiculed. I found it quite entertaining. I was like, you're making a fool out of yourself. How you doing, ma'am? I'd like the salad, no tomatoes, please. Extra onions and blue cheese. I appreciate the iced tea as well. And I just said, you continue till they throw you out. I don't care. But again, in the peer pressure world, they think that gets to someone. Oh my gosh, you laughed at me. You called me a racist. Oh, you have all the power. I'm so scared. All right, I'm sorry. I'm ranting, and I've got to get to the next news. We talk a lot about subliminals. And a subliminal is just flashing up there a word like dumb or fool. When they show someone they don't like, they'll just flash up for a millisecond, something your conscious mind can't pick up, but your unconscious does. And they've got other stuff as well. But a big one is subliminal audio. They had that back in the 30s on radio. And they found little things like, you know, having a ad for car commercials back in the 70s, and then they would run a loop track of a woman going, oh, yeah, See, you're listening right now, too, aren't you? The point is that they would run that just subliminal where you barely could hear it, but your subconscious could pick up the lowest. Again, it was audibly being picked up, but your subconscious picked it up. Kind of like a lot of people can hear dog whistles. It makes them uncomfortable, but they can't physically consciously hear it. But the unconscious brain is connected to areas of the nerves that are able to sense it. So they know this. But this is near subliminal because you can hear it when you're conscious if you're awake. But if you're in a suspended disbelief, sitting there drooling, watching your favorite cop show, and then the AARP show comes on, and it's a woman sitting there knitting, and they're talking about martial law, well, we boosted the audio, and Paul Joseph Watson has done a report on this. The video's on Infowars.com. PSA contains bizarre subliminal message about martial law. Commercial for lobby group, conditioning Americans for civil unrest. AARP's also anti-gun, folks. But people who are, you know, 56 go, well, it's time for me to go. I got my free magazine. I'm part of it now. It's a free magazine. I'm going to send them money now on other crap. And then you're just giving money to a group of anti-American piranhas that claim they're there to protect you. Let's go to the subliminal messaging, which we've boosted the audio to non-subliminal levels. Stay with us.
A bizarre commercial for insurance company AARP, described as one of the most powerful lobbying organizations in the United States, contains a bizarre subliminal message about martial law being declared in America. So first I'll play the commercial at normal audio levels. You'll notice a television news presenter in the background, but you won't be able to quite make out what he's saying. So here's the commercial at normal audio levels.
Woman gets off the chair. She's walking. Goes in to see her daughter. It's all about insecurity.
And here's the commercial with the audio levels boosted and a transcript of what is being said by this TV news announcer.
Turn your speaker volume up, folks.
So the obvious question is, why is this subliminal message about martial law being declared by the president after an outbreak appearing in a public service announcement for caregiving put out by an insurer?
Obama has said Ebola was a test.
No whatsoever within the context of the ad. And think about this. This had to be specifically created by the company to appear in this PSA. They couldn't use an actual segment from a TV news broadcast, A, because they would be concerned about copyright, and B, because no such news broadcast exists about the president declaring martial law in America after an outbreak. So they've deliberately put this in, and it's not going to be heard consciously, but it may be picked up subliminally by the viewer. I mean, what the hell is going on here? This is bizarre.
It's everywhere.
And then, of course, we have the involvement of the Ad Council, which is the organization that distributes these PSAs to be broadcast.
The holder
man
with them said brainwash.
The Ad Council basically operates as a public relations arm of the U.S. government. And according to history professor Robert Griffith, the Ad Council is now so closely tied at the hip with the White House that it now basically operates as, quote, little more than a domestic propaganda arm of the federal government. So we have PSAs being put out by one of the most influential lobbying groups in America.
We're facing pure evil.
Supported by the Ad Council.
Only Christ can help us.
Which is now operating as a propaganda arm of the U.S. government. Talking about the president declaring martial law in America. And this is subliminally embedded into a commercial about caregiving. So is it really any wonder that people are so concerned about martial law when this is happening amidst numerous National Guard, police, and military drills across the country?
There needs to be a FOIA request and a lawsuit over this, and you will find that just like Media Matters meets weekly, the Ad Council on Record meets weekly, this is probably in hundreds of TV shows and ads. Any government-affiliated group. It's already overtly, we can hear newscasts going, martial law is coming, you will take forced inoculations, your preachers are government agents, and we will take your guns. I mean, I can play that newscast if you want. And then we're like, that's a bad idea. Shut up, crazy, there's no plan. This is what they do. It's a psyop. They're doing it, showing the woman putting a towel on her 5-year-old daughter, the tender love and care, so that you're subliminally scared and associate martial law and the president declaring martial law with protecting your child. It sells the idea, just like they'll cut every time a score is made in basketball or football to troops in the audience, associating Pavlovianly that you get a touchdown and a euphoric rush when you are involved with the military. I mean, folks, you're under total attack. And we're the opposite of subliminal here. We're hitting people hardcore across the head with the truth. We wear it openly, nakedly. We're here about getting you conscious. Because here's the deal. You dial up your senses and become aware of the manipulation, then you'll start picking it up everywhere. And it, and by the way, even if you're a bad person and don't care, you make more money in business, you'll be more aware. Just turn on, folks. I mean, this show is about turning on. Turning on your intellect, getting to the real world. Let's go ahead and... that idiot Schmitty stole the line. I guess you hung up. I want to go to break, come back with other people. Let's finish up with some of Watson's... Oh, he's still there. We'll talk to him briefly after the break. Let's kind of finish up Watson's report. Go ahead.
National Guard troops, U.S. Army and police, a training for civil unrest and domestic disorder in America.
This is it.
In anticipation of Jade Helm, the largest nationwide military exercise ever, during which U.S. troops will operate undetected amongst local populations. And even those who dismiss conspiracy theories about martial law and civil unrest, you've got to admit that this is really bizarre. This martial law subliminal has no place within the context of this advert.
It's guaranteed to be everywhere.
It had to have been put in there deliberately.
Notice our people found it, though.
Why? Why has this been put in this PSA commercial?
We're going to break.
For AARP.
Because they're thinking about going live. Doesn't mean they're going to do it. We may be able to
stop. It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack. The three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality. Fused together have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
David Knight's wife was down there with Jakari and Joe Biggs, who are going to be in Baltimore tonight, so pray for him. We're going to have live streams going, nightly news tomorrow as well. The site of where the Obama administration is trying to cause a civil war. And what Drudge says could bring down America, I agree. That's their plan. But there were local newscasters there, and I ended up seeing it on the news last night, similar stuff. I didn't see what he saw, what his wife saw. And they're like, well, how many people here do you think were for Jade Helm? They go, oh, it's 50-50. It was like 99%, 98% against it. They found two people they talked to out of just everybody that were for it. But they have the media go, I'm not against the army. I'm going to lie. I'm going to be nice to the government. It's a default with these knuckle draggers, with these people. Briefly, you lose. It doesn't matter. You may have brain damaged us and hurt us for 50 years, but we're turning the clock back. We're going to defeat you. We're turning the tide. U.S. lowers fluoride levels in drinking water for the first time in 50 years. The government is lowering the recommended amount of fluoride added to drinking water for the first time. Some people are getting too much fluoride because it's also in toothpaste, mouthwash, and the products, health officials warn. That's how they spin it. And then actually they go into what was really done. It's because of the brain damage, the cancer, all of it. They're lowering it by half. Boom! And it goes into all of it. Get your water filtration today at InfoWarsStore.com. Support our broadcast. Get 10% off on ProPure G2, Clearly Filtered and others. Cut out the hydrofluorosilicic acid. Cut out the glyphosates. And reduce hundreds of other chemicals and toxins down to almost undetectable. You know, 99%, 99.9%. There's no anybody that says they got filters that cut everything out. It just doesn't work on every compound. But it reduces it down to where it basically isn't there. All right, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support. In 2 days, some of the best deals ever. Free shipping, products, 50% off on several of the products like colloidal silver and other things. That's all going to be ending in just 2.5 days. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. If you have any questions, you can also ask 888-253-3139. The high-quality organic vitamin B3. We've also got the vitamin B12. We've got the D3, InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go ahead and jam in a call here, and I will do overdrive even though I'm going on Ventura's show. I got time. Dan in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Bible Dan with the Bible in his hand.
All right, buddy. What's on your mind today?
I got a CERN concern. I've been watching some YouTube video, and this one video in particular by BP Earthwatch, Rick Peavy.
Yes, sir.
I think is his name. He's got a pretty good video up about CERN beaming neutron beams 800 miles out of Fermi Lab to a place in South Dakota, Stanford. They got a underground, I guess, particle accelerator.
Yeah, that's what CERN is.
Right. Well, we got these two here in the United States.
Now, there's probably about 300 here, but yeah.
The one in Chicago, they're going to beam these neutron beams to South Dakota.
Why are you being racist against neutron beams?
Well, if anything, I think this is going to start the collapse. When we have weather anomalies and strange earth climate changes.
Why are you being racist? Don't discriminate against volcanoes or earthquakes or tsunamis. They have a right to kill people. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. No, great point. CERN is completely out of control. I'm going to go to overdrive. Thank you, Bible Dan. We'll talk to Jerry and others in 70 seconds in overdrive. Infowars.com/show. Spread the word about the broadcast, folks. They want to shut it down. Don't take it for granted. It's powerful. It's hurting them.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I'm going to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.